This is Fresh Air. A batch of forgotten lyrics that Bob Dylan wrote in the late 60s were given by him to producer T-Bone Burnett, who came up with the idea to have some contemporary musicians set the words to music. Burnett gathered Elvis Costello, Marcus Mumford, Jim James from My Morning Jacket, Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes, and Rhiannon Giddens from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and they recorded an album over the course of 2 weeks in L.A. It's called Lost on the River, The New Basement Tapes. On Friday, Showtime will air a documentary about its making. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
That's Jim James's melody, set over the framework of a lyric Bob Dylan wrote when he was in his 20s. The words describe a scene, a man flipping a coin to decide whether he'll commit murder. The language itself is flip, in the manner of a young writer, but James's melody and his lead guitar playing give the tale some weight. It's a good matchup. Elsewhere, Rhiannon Giddens takes what we now think of as a typical Dylan construction, a newly conceived tall tale recounted as though it was a well-established legend, and renders it with folk music purity.
There were three sailors, bold and true, with cargo they did carry. They sailed away on the ocean blue for the love of Spanish Mary. So deeply now were they disturbed, no longer could they tarry. Swooned and swore for the love of Spanish Mary.
In this 1960s Bob Dylan context, it's hard not to imagine Rhiannon Giddens' voice substituting for that of Joan Baez. They possess a similarly chilly skill set. Lost on the River, subtitled The New Basement Tapes, comes on the heels of the release of The Basement Tapes Complete, the staggering 6-disc treasure trove Dylan recorded with the men who would become the band around the same time he wrote these songs. It was inevitable that a lot of the New Basement Tapes lyrics would end up sounding like tunes for tracks that Elvis Costello, Taylor Goldsmith, or Marcus Mumford might make with their own bands. Costello understands that to meet a giant like Dylan even halfway, one must be aggressive. Listen to the way he grabs hold of the Dylan lyric, Married to My Hack, and makes it his own.
Five in the morning, she would fix my lunch, put it in a paper sack. Where I'm at it, I always appreciate it, but I'd rather stay married to my hat. I move like the breeze and the birds and the bees, that I've never been known to look back. Got 15 women and all of them swimming, but I'd rather stay married to my hat.
The Showtime documentary filmed to promote this album, called Lost Songs, The Basement Tapes Continued, is fascinating for the way it reveals musicians' various, often divergent, approaches to creation. We see them arrive at the studio in varied degrees of preparedness. Costello and Jim James come on like old pros, bristling with ideas and opinions. Giddens treats it like an art project, intentionally approaching the studio as a blank canvas. Poor Marcus Mumford is often notably stressed, as though he just wants to crawl back to his Mumford and Sons. At one point, Costello expresses the wonder of coming upon this material, and then we hear Dylan himself, who provided a little bit of voiceover commentary, place the lyrics within his own history.
I mean, the Basement Tapes are an inspiration. These are songs from that time, lyrically, that have sat undisturbed. And you can't imagine that the writer would leave it in a drawer for 40-odd years, you know.
You can't record everything you wrote, so it's understandable that a lot of this stuff just fell by the wayside, or I don't even know where it was kept all these years. I've never seen these lyrics since the day they were written. Never seen them.
The music created by the not-quite-supergroup assembled for the new Basement Tapes sounds utterly contemporary. Dylan's sensibility, when not delivered in his voice, frequently gets lost. But that doesn't mean there aren't good, complete songs here. The best of them share one quality the original Basement Tapes had in full flower: the warmth achieved in the heat of collaboration, in the hothouse atmosphere of Anything Goes and Let It All Hang Out.
Ken Tucker reviewed Lost on the River, the new Basement Tapes. A documentary about the making of the album will air on Showtime this Friday. If you'd like to listen to Fresh Air on your own schedule, try podcasting us. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. I'm Terry Gross.
How could she reject me? Send me on my way.